George was very conscious at the time in the 70s, and he went into an environment where when he was an apprentice at Wolves, there was an older black kid who was one of the younger professionals, and he saw how this kid was mercilessly abused and treated, and the guy just used to smile and just take it because that's what he did. As an apprentice, George would be busy cleaning the changing rooms and tidying them up and cleaning out the showers and so on. They were as the roles of a young apprentice dictated. And they almost didn't see him while all of this kind of bullying and abuse was going on. It barely registered that he was party to all of this abuse and bullying that was going on. And he as a result of that, he swore that wasn't going to be his fate either. And the guy who he did, you know, drifted away from the game and was never really heard of, never really had a professional career. But George was determined that he was never going to suffer the same fate. And so once he broke into the first team, an incident occurred whereby one of the senior pros was sitting at one end of a table having a pre-match meal. It wouldn't happen now, with fish and chips or something of that nature, yeah. Something like that. And asked him to pass over the N-lips, you know, rhyming slang for chips. George said, "What did you say?" And he said, "You know, pass the N-lips." And George punched him. A senior professional, you know, young kid, knocking out a senior professional, it's not the done thing. And people are pulling him off, saying to George, "What have you done? Why did you do that? What do you think you're playing at?" And I think from that time on, he felt that he had to do that to make a kind of stand and to make it clear to all the other pros in his team that he wasn't going to stand for that kind of abuse. And then later, Bob Hazel joined the team, and so they formed a centre-back partnership and been lifelong friends. And yeah. they were
determined as well not to compromise their identity.
They were very determined not to compromise their identity. George described Bob as being a bad boy from Handsworth, and the two of them, you know, were very, very tough and uncompromising, not just against opposition players, which they had to be given the abuse that they suffered, but also against, within the dressing room as well. And, you know, he made the point that whenever, you know, one of the opposing players used to racially abuse them, you know, their own teammates would laugh, you know, rather than standing up to it and everything else. Even given the time that there was this kind of siege mentality with teams, you know, one of our players is being abused, we're all in this together, you can't do that. There's usually a kind of siege mentality that goes on within the dressing room, but not for black players.
Not back then.
Not back then, no.